Well, our theme today is the walk from Emmaus to Jerusalem and back again. Brought a walking stick just as a visual aid. And we're going to have a think about that walk when Jesus met with his disciples. And I've got a picture for you. I'm going to have it on screen. And Pam's got one or two here for you to share if you can. I haven't got enough of one each. So you can get a closer look. And this is a picture of a carving in Silos in northern Spain. If anybody's done the walk along the top of northern Spain, the Camino, you might have visited Silos, where this carving is. It's quite famous, apparently. You want to move on to the next one, Tom, because it gives us a slightly different, clearer picture, and I think that's the one that I've printed out for you. Have a close look at that carving, and I'd like you to tell me what you see. What does it show? And it is entitled Walk to Emmaus. So who's on there? Who does the carving depict? Yes. Yeah, Jesus? Which one? You think he's the tallest one? The one on the right? Yes, yeah. He's the one that is meant to be Jesus, so you're right. How about the other two then? Sorry? Yes. And one is, can you remember the name of the one that is named? Yes, Cleopas. Yeah, and his friend, you're right, yes, unknown. And there's one suggestion, actually, it could have been Cleopas and his wife, but I'm not sure about that. It's nice to think it's Cleopas and another disciple, isn't it? And I think that's what's depicted there, the two disciples and Jesus as he met with them on the road to Emmaus. Look at their feet. What can you notice about their feet? They're bare, aren't they? Normally they'd wear sandals, wouldn't they? But they could have had bare feet. There's one of those feet is a little different. Yes, yeah. The carver he's got 5 feet pointing in one direction, presumably the direction of travel, and one of Jesus' feet just turning backwards. Yeah. And it's supposed to convey that feeling of Jesus actually turning to talk to the disciples. So he's accompanying them. He's not just leading them. He's accompanying them and talking with them. And can you see what one of the disciples is carrying? Or what it might be. It's a rolled up paper. So it's meant to be a scroll of scripture. So the disciple is depicted as carrying scriptures along with him. Probably wouldn't have, but then it fits in with the story because Jesus talks about the scriptures. So he's got a scripture scroll, and Jesus, now I don't know if you can see this on there, or maybe on your printed ones, he's got a bag, and there's something, a picture of something on the bag. You can just see it at the front, how it comes over his shoulder, and on the bag there's just a very small object. And if you think of the seaside, it's a shell, yes. Can you see it there? It's just a little shell on the bag. And the shell is a symbol of a pilgrim. So it shows that Jesus is a pilgrim as well as the disciples, that he is traveling and the disciples are traveling as well. And Christ, Jesus, is at that end because he's leading as well as guiding, as well as talking to the disciples. And there is one more, Tom, that's a bit smaller, I think, isn't it? The third picture. Oh, you brought it up. You made it bigger, which is good, yeah. And a little bit clearer again there. And it's in the church in Silas. But I think it's a lovely depiction of Jesus and the disciples chatting on the road to Emmaus.